Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, violinist Vanessa May, Cecilia Bartoli, Sam Mahler, and, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some Bach, his Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This is in a performance not on the organ, but on violin by Vanessa May. Vanessa May was born Vanessa May Vanacorn Nicholson back in 1978 in Britain. People have referred to her style as a violin techno-acoustic fusion. A former child prodigy, she became a successful crossover violinist, with album sales back then, which was quite a lot back then, reaching the several millions, having made her the wealthiest young entertainer in the UK back in 2006. She definitely has mastered the art of collaborating with pop and classical. I know for some of you that's way back then, but it was quite a moment. A child prodigy at the age of 13, she was the youngest soloist to record both the Beethoven and Tchaikovsky violin concertos, according to the Guinness World Records. She is also apparently a phenomenal skier. A skier since the age of 5, she competed in the 2014 Winter Olympics as a downhill skier, representing Thailand. And she's also quite candid about her personal life, saying, and has been quoted as saying, and I quote, "You don't need a ring to say I love you." Well, she plays a mean violin. And here is Bach's Toccata and Fugue. Enjoy. Thank you. Well, if that didn't get you up, I'm not quite sure what will. A very powerful way to start the program, the very talented Vanessa May. And that was a rendition of Bach's Staccato and Fugue from her recording called The Violin Player. This next artist really took the world by storm when she released her first album. She's an Italian, coloratura, mezzo-soprano, opera singer, and recitalist, best known for her interpretations of music by Mozart and Rossini, as well as for her performance of lesser-known Baroque and classical music. She's also known for having, which is very unusual, the versatility to sing both soprano and mezzo-soprano roles. This morning, we're going to hear selections from an earlier disc of Italian songs. So here it is, some music by Vivaldi. Here is Cecilia Bartoli. Thank you. Cecilia Bartoli, and that was music by Vivaldi, Sposa son Disperazata. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CRTR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now we come to the meat of the program. And I know the mirror selection of Mahler may make some run. Although the music is complex, it is extremely beautiful. Today, music from his Ninth Symphony. This was written in the last years of his life, and some say it follows in the, quote-unquote, the curse of the Ninth, a superstition connected with the history of classical music. In essence, it is a belief that the Ninth Symphony is destined to be a composer's last, i.e. that he, she, or they will be fated to die after writing it, or before completing a tenth. In the case of Mahler, he did receive news of his own fate back in 1907, being told by his physician that he was suffering to a fatal heart disease. But scholars differ in opinion, and some report it is actually be his tenth if you factor in the Song of the Earth. It is, in any case, an emotionally intense work. This is the third movement, the Rondo Burlesque.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. I guess you weren't very scared. That was Mahler, though. That was the Rondo Burlesque. And an incredible performance by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with Sir Georg Scholti conducting the third movement from Mahler's Ninth Symphony. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I know you wait for it. It's oboe music time. Today, some Canadian offerings. James Rolfe Oboe Quartet was written to commemorate Mozart's 250th birthday. It's based on Mozart's Oboe Quartet, and the composer focused on the fleeting spirits that animated Mozart. Today, we're going to hear the rollicking A la Marcia. Here's Quatorze, Canadien. Thank you. The Gallery Players of Niagara. That was some music, an oboe quartet by James Rolfe. We're going to continue with some music by Paul Schoenfeld, an American composer whose music was inspired by the vernacular and folk traditions, as well as traditional music, but of course, with a little twist. Today, a selection comes from his four parables for piano and orchestra. The movement is called Senility's Ride, referring to Goethe's poem. Now, this was inspired while he met a man while living in Vermont who was slowly going senile. The work is the taste of the nostalgia as he spoke of his life, musing at the end that, and I quote, "Life is paramount to a burlesque show." This is Jeffrey Cahun and the New World Symphony with John Nelson. Enjoy. some rollicking tunes, a little showtime, and a lot of introspection. That was Jeffrey Kahane and the New World Symphony, and that with John Nelson as well, and Paul Schoenfield's Senility Ride, and that's from Four Parables for Piano and Orchestra. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. These next artists blew me away by their musical offerings. Absolutely astounded me. Great partnerships with the like of Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and more. But we'll go back to the beginning. They were actually cello rivals. They first came to fame on YouTube when they joined up together with a cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal that got over 3 million views in the first 2 weeks. Today, an extremely beautiful work, just to calm us down a little bit, Benedictus. It's showcasing the talents of both of these incredibly talented cellists. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I think that there are tears throughout the studio. That was the two cellos and Benedictus from the Disc Intuition. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned listening to Worker Washukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next. And I'm going to leave you with something, just switching it up a little bit, from the Disc O Parezol. Enjoy. We'll see you next time.